I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the second hour of Jazz Unlimited show called How Do You Get to Carnegie Hall? Well, again, obvious answer is you practice a lot. And these musicians did practice an awful lot. We're going to start with the Bud Powell Trio playing a tune that the Boppers really liked in spite of its title. Bud Powell on piano, Curly Russell bass, and Max Roach on drums in 1949. And then Duke Ellington will play Creole Love Call, and that's Wimble Marshall's debut recording.
Thank you.
We started the second hour of How Do You Get to Carnegie Hall with a set of two. The first one was the Bud Powell Trio in 1949 with Bud on piano, Curly Russell bass, and Max Roach on drums. And then Creole Love Call with the Duke Ellington Orchestra. Jimmy Hamilton, Russell Prokope, and Harry Carney on clarinet. Ray Nance on trumpet, Kay Davis vocal, and Wendell Marshall from St. Louis making his debut with the Duke Ellington Orchestra in 1949, both pieces recorded at Carnegie Hall. We've got the Ebony Concerto with Woody Herman, Keith Jarrett solo piano, Miles Davis and Gil Evans, the Cafe Society Band, and Take Five with Dave Brubeck, so please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we're going to have a set of two. The first one is Coco, played by Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Charlie Parker on alto, John Lewis piano, Al McKibben bass, and Joe Harris on drums, recorded at Carnegie Hall in 1947. And then Billie Holiday. And this was a concert to honor her book that just was published. And there's a narration read by Gilbert Milstein. And we hear Herbie Nichols' Lady Sings the Blues. Mm-hmm.
This is Billie Holiday's story. Mom and Pop were just a couple of kids when they got married. He was 18, she was 16, I was 3. I was a woman when I was 6, big for my age, with big breasts, big bones, just a big, fat, healthy broad. So I started working out then, before school and after, minding babies, running errands, and scrubbing those damn white steps all over Baltimore. And I never got beyond the 5th grade. But whether I was riding a bike or scrubbing somebody's dirty bathroom floor, I used to love to sing all the time. I liked music. If there was a place where I could go and hear it, I went. Alice Dean used to keep a whorehouse on the corner nearest our place. And I used to run errands for her and the girls. When it came time to pay me, I used to tell her she could keep the money if she'd let me come up in her front parlor and listen to Louis Armstrong and Bessie Smith on her Victrola. I guess I'm not the only one who heard their first good jazz in a whorehouse, but I never tried to make anything of it. If I'd heard Louis and Bessie at a Girl Scout jamboree, I'd have loved it just the same. But a lot of white people first heard jazz in places like Alice Dean's. And they helped label jazz whorehouse music. They forget what it was like in those days. A whorehouse was about the only place where black and white folks could meet in any natural way. They damn well couldn't rub elbows in the churches. And in Baltimore, places like Alice Dean's were the only joints fancy enough to have a Victrola and for real enough to pick up on the best records. I know this for damn sure. If I'd heard Pops and Bessie wailing through the window of some minister's front parlor, I'd have been running free errands for him. Unless it was the records of Bessie Smith and Louis Armstrong I heard as a kid, I don't know of anybody who actually influenced my singing then or now. I always wanted Bessie's big sound and Pop's feeling. No two people on earth are alike, and it's got to be that way in music, or it isn't music. I can't stand to sing the same song the same way two nights in succession, let alone 2 years or 10 years. If you can, then it ain't music. It's close order drill, or exercise, or yodeling, or something, but not music.
Sings the blues. She's got them bad. She feels so sad. Wants the world to know just what her blues is all about. She tells her side nothing to hide. Now the world will know just what her blues is all about. The blues ain't start. You and your man have to part. I ain't gonna just sit around and cry. And I know I won't die because I love him. She's got a man. She feels so sad. But now the world will know She's never gonna sing 'em no more. No.
A set of two recorded at Carnegie Hall. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with me tonight on How Do You Get to Carnegie Hall. We heard Coco by Charlie Parker on alto, Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, John Lewis piano, Al McKibben bass, and Joe Harris on drums in 1947. And then from Billie Holiday, a narration by Gilbert Milstein, and Herbie Nichols' Lady Sings the Blues, which is really an eerie sounding piece. She was accompanied by Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Coleman Hawkins on tenor, Tony Scott on piano, Kenny Burrell guitar, Carson Smith bass, and Chico Hamilton on drums. And it was a 1956 recording toward the end of her career. We've got Miles Davis and John Hammond's Cafe Society Band and Take Five with Dave Brubeck, so please stay tuned. And now we have a set of two. The first one is from the Woody Herman Band in 1946. At Carnegie Hall, and this is the third movement of Igor Stravinsky's Ebony Concerto, and then solo piano in 2005 from Keith Jarrett, and that will be coming your way following the station break. You're listening to Jazz Unlimited, and our show is called How Do You Get to Carnegie Hall? And we heard Ebony Concerto, Third Movement by Igor Stravinsky, played by the Woody Herman Band at Carnegie in 1946. And then my song, Keith Jarrett's solo piano in 2005 at Carnegie Hall. We've got the Cafe Society Band, Dave Brubeck, and In the Third Hour, the Birdland All-Stars with the Basie Band and Lester Young, Jay McShann, Thelonious Monk and John Coltrane, and Toshiko Akiyoshi with Freddie Hubbard. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we're going to hear one from Miles Davis. This was recorded at Carnegie Hall in 1961. And the tune is So What? And it starts with a Gil Evans big band with an orchestration of Bill Evans' intro to the original recording of So What? And then it breaks into the regular quintet version of it with Miles on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. Please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited for Miles Davis.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and you're listening to How Do You Get to Carnegie Hall on Jazz Unlimited. You heard So What, played by Miles Davis and the Quintet, with accompaniment by the Gil Evans Orchestra in 1961. Miles on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. We've got the third hour coming up with Jay McShann Trio and Thelonious Monk and John Coltrane, so please stay tuned. And now we have a station break to take the hour out, and we're going to start with Swingin' the Blues from the 30th anniversary concert of John Hammond's Spirituals of Swing, 1967 recording, with Buck Clayton on trumpet, Edmund Hall on clarinet, Buddy Tate on tenor, Count Basie on piano, Milt Hinton bass, and Joe Jones on drums. John Hammond, who put the concert together, called this the Cafe Society Band. Then we're going to hear one of the best versions of Dave Brubeck's Take Five that you'll ever hear, recorded at Carnegie Hall in 1963. Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond on alto, Gene Wright bass, and Joe Morello on drums. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and that set of two closed the second hour of Jazz Unlimited show on How Do You Get to Carnegie Hall. Swingin' the Blues was played by the Cafe Society Band in 1967 with Count Basie and a few of his stalwarts, and then Take Five by the Dave Brubeck Quartet live at Carnegie Hall in 1963. And we've got Thelonious Monk and John Coltrane, the Toshiko Akiyoshi Big Band, and Dizzy Gillespie. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited following the station break.